That's a bunch of silliness, isn't it? Having all these instruments up here just for the illusion of expertise. They're all tuned the same. Look at that. What is that there? You would like me if I was drunk.
Oh, I bet I would. All those diapers, you deserve to have a little
you
fun.
Think?
Shoot, yeah.
David's liable to get to it before I can.
Thank you.
He can really drink them.
Any of y'all ever...
this, David?
Hey, it was my birthday.
We're up to our ass and David's in here.
Any of y'all ever heard of Alan Lomax? No? Well, he,
Lomax sounds familiar, but old Bernie Lomax from Weekend at Bernie's.
Weekend at Bernie's. Okay. I don't want to hear about that.
Lomax, he was the guy that did all the... Lomax was the guy that did all the field recordings for, not all of them, but a lot of them for Smithsonian Folkways. And he showed up at the Raleigh State Penitentiary in 1934 and recorded a bunch of inmates singing songs and playing some. And this is one of the ones he recorded of a guy just singing a cappella.
So
and it's
like
just...
Without music?
Without music, yeah. They wouldn't give him strings. So, afraid he'd hang himself.
He lost his endorsement.
Yeah, he lost his endorsement when he got to prison. So, this is just called the prison blues.
How do you just show up in prison?
He just showed up. Alan Lomax, you can when you're not an inmate. You can just show up.
Visiting?
You think he just showed up? Hi!
Especially in 1934, you probably just walk right in.
I've got my tape recorder here. Can I come in? Yeah. Okay.